This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotions. It was a plane ride like no other. You might remember June 2017, the Air Asia flight 237 left Perth for Kuala Lumpur. But the plane had to turn back, I think about an hour later, come back, and passengers heard a loud bang and the plane shook violently. I actually saw some video on YouTube of this. It was an awful experience. Can imagine what it was like, but it was the captain who grabbed the headlines. He announced that everyone's survival that morning depended on cooperation, and he said they should also pray. I hope you all say a prayer. He said, I'll be saying a prayer. Let's hope we all get back home safely. That was a report from the West Australian newspaper. And so it was a terrifying experience. The captain was widely criticised for those comments, mainly from within the airline industry. Some of his colleagues said he shouldn't have told passengers to pray. And as I thought about that incident, I realised, well, why not? That Sunday was indeed a time to pray and a time to seek God's help. F.B. Meyer, the old-fashioned author of the book The Secret of Guidance, he used to say the great tragedy of life is not unanswered prayer, but unoffered prayer. Instead of it being something we do every day, like breathing, eating, walking, talking, prayer seems to have become like that little glass-covered box on the wall that you see that says break in case of emergency. It's true that so often we associate prayer with the crisis of our life. But prayer is more than that. And talking about flying, I read the story of a man who encountered a bit of trouble while flying his small single airplane. He called the control tower and said, pilot to tower, I'm 300 miles from the airport. I'm 600 feet above the ground. I'm out of fuel. I'm descending rapidly. Please advise. Over. And then came back the answer, the tower to the pilot, repeat after me, our Father who art in heaven. And back in 1952 was Albert Einstein. He was giving a lecture at the Princeton University. And someone asked this very famous scientist, Albert Einstein, what is there that's left in the world for an original dissertation research? And Einstein thought about it and said, it is to find out about prayer. Somebody, he said, must find out about prayer. Well, Dr. Helen Rosevere was a missionary who worked in the Congo between 1953 and 73. There were tremendous political upheavals in the 60s. And that this remarkable woman set up hospitals. She had survived being kidnapped, raped, and beaten. And she wrote a book in 1966, you may have heard of it, called Give Me This Mountain. And she said it was an overwhelming privilege that helped her to understand God's goodness. And she talked specifically about a mother at the mission station who died after giving birth to a premature baby. They tried to improvise an incubator to keep the infant alive, but they only had a hot water bottle, and it was beyond repair. So during the prayers that morning, the staff of the hospital asked the kids to pray for the baby and for her little sister, who was now an orphan. The mother, as I said, had died. And one of the little girls said, dear God, please send a hot water bottle today. We need one. Tomorrow will be too late, because by then the baby will be dead. And dear Lord, send a doll for her sister so she won't feel lonely. Well, that afternoon, believe it or not, a large parcel arrived from the UK, and the kids opened it, watched. In their surprise, in some clothing was a hot water bottle. And immediately the little girl who prayed said, if God sent that, I'm also sure he sent a doll. And she was right. There was a doll inside the box. Because the women in the UK 5 months before had felt led to supply this thing. They had no idea. There was just nothing. The shipment could have been stolen. It could have been burned in the building. Someone could have stolen it. But look, things could have happened, but they didn't. God provided even the things like a doll and a hot water bottle. Isn't it amazing? We don't need to second guess God. He knows what we need. We do need to understand that God understands all these things, that God loves us. So it's not just an emergency prayer. We can believe God in prayer for even the smallest detail. Heavenly Father, thank you today that you are a God who loves to hear people pray about dolls and water bottles. Thank you that you do answer prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.